just had to call someone.
The only reason anyone can get hot under cover about Andy Coulson is because the Guardian have exposed it. Because Nick Davis has exposed it, because the Independent have taken it up as a big cause as well. Now that's a perfect example of the way in which the other press, self-interestedly, because they either support the Tories or they support Rupert Murdoch, covertly allowed this to go forward. But there's plenty of stuff on the net about Coulson, plenty of material available. And I think that, you know, we haven't, by the way, dropped the Coulson thing. None of us have dropped the Coulson thing. And, you know, I know the guy is guilty. Is that being tweeted? I understand. I know an editor must have known. I mean, I do. I did say on a public platform recently that it is either a case that he knew and therefore he's lying, or a case that he didn't know and therefore he's the most incompetent editor Fleet Street has ever known. Is that being tweeted? Because that's the truth of the situation. So he's either a liar or incompetent, and therefore he shouldn't be director of communications at our Prime Minister's office. And we will pursue.